ओम शांति। बाबा साकार मुरली, 24 दिसंबर 2022। एसेंस, स्वीट चिल्ड्रन, रिमेन कॉन्स्टेंटली अवेयर दैट दिस इज द लास्ट ऑफ योर 84 बर्थ्स। यू नाउ हैव टू रिटर्न होम एंड देन गो इनटू योर किंगडम। क्वेश्चन, हाउ इज़ द फादर द ट्रू बिजनेसमैन? आंसर, बाबा सेज to those who are wealthy at this time and have the intoxication of their money, look after your kingdom here. The father doesn't accept anything of theirs. It is the poor that Baba makes the highest of all. He uses every penny of the poor in a worthwhile way and makes them wealthy. This is why the father is called the true businessman. Second question, which laziness should you children not have at all? Answer, some children are lazy about reading or listening to a murli. They miss murlis. Baba says, children, don't become lazy in this. You mustn't miss a single murli. Om Shanti. The unlimited father asks you children. None of the gurus, etc., would call their followers children. Nowadays, even very good young scholars give lectures, and even when older men and women give lectures, none of them would have the courage to call anyone child. Only those who live in a household can say this word. The word children belongs to a family. A father can say it. None of those sannyasis, etc., belong to a family. They belong to the path of isolation. Therefore, they don't have thoughts of household interaction in their intellects. Surely, it is only a mother or father who would say children. You also understand that it is the unlimited father who sits here and explains to you children. He asks, children, where is your home? The supreme land. No one would understand anything by supreme land. You should say the land of peace, the land beyond sound. You have to remember your home. You know that Baba has come to decorate us and take us back home. We will then go to the land of happiness. This is now a land of sorrow. You now have to renounce it. No one apart from the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, can teach you this unlimited renunciation. Those people make you have limited renunciation. That is, they make you renounce your homes and families. This is the mother and father. How could the mother and father make you leave your homes? Their religion is that of the path of isolation, just as there are other religions, Arya Samaj, Radha Swami, etc. Now, who was the Swami, Lord of Radha? No one knows this. In fact, Radhe and Krishna were a princess and prince. The two of them were friends. He would not be called Radha Swami. When he becomes Radha Swami, Lord, their names change and they become Lakshmi and Narayan. Sri Narayan is the Swami. He cannot be called Swami until he gets married. This is something to understand. The father asks you children, do you remember your land of peace and land of happiness? This is the land of Ravan, a land of sorrow. A land is where one resides. Rama and Sita do not live in the land of Ravan. In fact, all of you are Sitas. The father says, I am Rama. I have to liberate you Sitas from Ravan's jail. The whole world is in the middle of the ocean and Ravan's kingdom is over the whole world. The kingdom of Rama was in the golden age when Lakshmi and Narayan ruled. Their kingdom was in Bharat. However, because there were no other lands at that time, it is said that they were the masters of the world. They were the masters of Bharat, and there was no name or trace of any other lands. So they were the masters of the whole world. Your kingdom there is by the sweet waters. It should remain in the intellects of you children that the play has now come to an end, and that you have to return home. We have been around the cycle of 84 births. Nothing enters the intellects of human beings. They simply repeat the things they have heard. You know that you have now completed a cycle of 84 births. We now have to return home. A new cycle will then begin. A new one cannot begin in the iron age of the old world. A new cycle begins in the golden age. All of these things are only explained to you children. However, children, you forget so many things. Because of not being able to imbibe them, your mercury of happiness doesn't rise. This is the last of your 84 births. We will then go home. None of you can return home until you become pure. You have to take rebirth. Those of you who existed at the beginning are here at the end. Those of all religions are here now at the end, in different names, forms, places, and time. Where is the Guru Nanak's soul who established the Sikh religion? He is here in a different name and form. Everyone has to play their full parts. You are now making effort to go to the new world. At the end, everyone has to settle their karmic accounts and return home. The Guru Nanak soul will come again at his own time. He cannot come in the golden, silver, or copper age. He comes in the iron age. He will come at his own time and establish that religion. Incarnations come down number-wise and establish their religions. The first number incarnation is that of God. How does the incorporeal one incarnate? He tells you, I have taken the support of this costume. This one doesn't know his own birds. It is his body. It is remembered, God came into a foreign land. All others go into their own lands and their own bodies. Yes, the founders of religions can come in the bodies of others and their names are then glorified. A pure soul would come and enter a body that is already here. The soul that is already down here would not establish a religion. The new soul who enters would establish that religion. It is the soul of the person who is already here that has to tolerate the suffering. For instance, when the Christ soul came, he was Satopradhan, and so he didn't have to tolerate anything. He first has to enter the Sato stage. Therefore, the soul that already exists here has to tolerate everything. It is the soul that feels the suffering when he is in a body. Dharamraj will also give punishment by making you adopt a body. The soul would feel that he is being punished. This is why it is said, a sinful soul, a charitable soul. It is not said, a sinful body, a charitable body. Sannyasis say that souls are immune to the effect of action, and that it is the bodies that accumulate sin. There are so many types of guru. Baba has experienced many gurus. Baba used to ask each one of them, why have you taken up renunciation? Why did you leave your home and family? They would never tell him. Therefore, I would ask them, how can I tell whether I will be able to do it or not? Baba would speak to them very shrewdly in this way. You now understand that it is now the stage of total decay of this whole human world tree. It now has to begin anew. Annihilation doesn't take place. They have shown a great annihilation in the scriptures. That doesn't take place. It is said that Shri Krishna came on a peepal leaf floating in the ocean. All of those things are lies. The father says, I come to establish the original eternal deity religion. You must always say establishment, then destruction, and then sustenance. You mustn't say establishment, then sustenance, and then destruction. Sensible people who hear you would then say that you are just repeating things like a parrot. How could it be establishment, sustenance, and then destruction? This is why you must speak the correct words properly. Establishment, destruction, and then sustenance. You are now receiving Srimad from the highest on high Father. He gives it to you through the body of Brahma. This Baba's body is fixed. When sensible children want advice, they ask for Srimad. By following Srimad, you will never be deceived. Srimad is that of Shiv Baba. Baba is not far away. The father sees whether your children are moving along in the right way or the wrong way. Each of you can receive the surgeon's advice. That one is the greatest surgeon. If there is difficulty about anything, Baba is sitting here. Continue to follow Srimad. For instance, when a poor child imbibes knowledge well and is serviceable, but is unable to come and meet Baba because he is poor, he can be given a ticket. The father is the lord of the poor. The father wants children who are the poorest of all and who study and climb very high. Nowadays, all are poor. 1 or 2 million is nothing. If someone has 10 or 20 million, he can then be called wealthy. Baba has explained that millionaires cannot claim this inheritance. They cannot surrender themselves, nor would Baba allow it. It is the pennies of the poor that are used in a worthwhile way. He is not in desperate need. He is also the true businessman. This is why wealthy ones don't come here. The father says to them, just continue to look after your kingdom. You children now know that Baba comes and explains the essence of all the Vedas and scriptures to you. Baba has explained all of those. It takes Vishnu 5,000 years to become Brahma, and it takes Brahma a second to become Vishnu. No one else would be able to understand these things. Baba is explaining about such a good account to you. Brahma has now emerged from the navel of Vishnu after 84 births. Brahma and Saraswati will then become Lakshmi and Narayan. They will become the Sun dynasty and the Moon dynasty. You have the whole cycle in your intellects. The topic of how Brahma becomes Vishnu and how Vishnu becomes Brahma is very good. The significance of the whole cycle is included in that. Sensible children should be able to imbibe all of these things very well. They should continue to write down the points and also correct them. When those who are giving a lecture are unable to remember everything, they keep their notes in front of them. You children have to explain everything orally. Barristers practice this a great deal. Then, when the opposing barrister argues the case about something, he would open his books and refer to that. He would then say, look, judge, it says this in such and such a book of law. The other one would say, it says this in such and such a book. They have many points with them. The intellects of engineers also work well, and they think of the plans they have to make. You too should think about these things. You should make a list of topics. I will explain these points on this topic. All the knowledge will then enter your intellects and you will give accurate lectures. If you suddenly gave a lecture without preparation, you would make a mess of it. This practice is also number wise. This is why clever ones are invited to go and give lectures. They consider that person to be a senior sister. Among the brothers, Jagdish is clever. They say he is the senior brother and so he should be given full regard. It is the duty of older ones to teach the younger ones. At school, they also teach manners. Here too, you need to have good manners. You have to imbibe divine virtues. You mustn't become moody. Those who are sometimes sweet and sometimes something else cannot do service. You have to become very sweet. Explain to others with a lot of love, because only then can you receive a good status. You have to make everyone happy. You know that Baba comes and makes all human beings happy. He is the bestower of salvation for all, the one who gives everyone peace and happiness. He is the ocean of love and the ocean of happiness. He is your father, and so you have to become as sweet as the father. You reveal the father every cycle. You, the Shiv Shakti Pandava army, establish heaven. It takes time for devilish traits to be transformed into divine virtues. How can the rust on souls be removed? With the power of yoga. The more you stay in remembrance of Baba, the more the rust will be removed. You children should not miss a single murli. Many children are so lazy that they don't even read the murlis. Very good points emerge in each murli. Therefore, you should never miss a murli. However, Baba knows that even very good BKs don't care about the murlis. They believe themselves to be clever. Achha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bab Dada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children.
The spiritual children say padam gunah, remembrance, love, good morning and namaste to our spiritual mother, father and Bab Dada. Acha Om Shanti.
Essence for Dharana. Number 1. Make everyone happy. Don't become moody. Become very, very sweet. Learn and teach others good manners. Number 2. Take advice from the Supreme Surgeon at every step. Continue to follow Srimad. Become sensible and imbibe every point of knowledge. Blessing. May you be master knowledgeful and observe each moment of your paths in the drama in the Trikaldarshi stage. Observe every scene while stable in the Trikaldarshi stage and see what you were, what you are and what you are going to become. You have a special part fixed in this drama. Experience very clearly that you were a deity yesterday and that you are going to become that tomorrow. You have received the knowledge of all three aspects of time. When you stand at the highest point of a city and look down, you have a lot of pleasure in being able to see the whole city. In the same way, the confluence age is the top point. Stand at this point, be knowledgeful and play each part and you will have a lot of pleasure. Slogan: those who are constantly yog yukta receive everyone's cooperation automatically. Acha Om Shanti.